The e-learning lingo podcast.
Hello, this is Mary Kay LaFerno, marketing director here at CyberWorks. Welcome to the 138th episode of the e-learning lingo podcast series. Last week, Dave Powell talked about dysgraphia. This week, Dave defines concept mapping. So I ask you, do you know your e-learning lingo? All right, Dave, tell us about concept mapping.
Concept mapping is a knowledge organization technique developed by mathematician Joseph Novak in the 1960s that uses graphics to help students explore and understand the relationships between concepts. In educational settings, it's used in both classroom and online training, where students diagram the relationships between keywords that represent the concepts.
Okay, Dave. That sounds good. So what does a concept map usually look like? Could you describe it for us?
Yeah. Concepts are usually represented by circles or boxes, each of which contains the name of a concept. They are drawn in a downward cascading hierarchical formation with their relationships represented by labeled arrows drawn between them.
Great information, Dave. Thanks. Have an awesome afternoon.
You're welcome, Mary Kay. Talk to you soon.
This is Mary Kay LaFerno, Marketing Director at CyberWorks. Thanks for listening to episode 138 of the e-learning lingo podcast. This week, Dave Powell talked about concept mapping. The episode 138 podcast audio and transcript will be posted on the e-learning lingo podcast blog. Next time on the e-learning lingo podcast, we'll talk about a term used in online learning. Until that time, have a great week.
CyberWorks Podcast. Learn anytime, anyplace.